absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children.
Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's Satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hockett will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old, beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
And here,
hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Cronin is just talking about some of the things that are out there to monitor us. The FBI has been given the ability to monitor telephone conversations with Digital Storm, and of course, he's Pastor's talking about the satellite that in Australia. Why now? Every square acre, every square foot of Australia is routinely being watched by satellites. Remember, we put those satellites up because we had those wicked communists over there in Russia. That's why we had to have these satellites. But now those satellites are being used to watch everybody in the world. Why are they doing that? Well, you might be building on your property against the local building laws. You know, we've got to have surveillance. We're a nation of laws, and they pass the law. We've got to be able to watch you with the satellites that we built to watch the Russians. And ladies and gentlemen, as we've pointed out so many times before, from the very inception of communism, it has been financed by people here in the United States with technology, with money, with transfers of all sorts of help to maintain the best enemy money could buy, so we could justify then building up all these weapons to monitor the communists. But they were never intended to monitor the communists. They were intended to monitor you. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, that's what it is, and people don't realize that, yes, it's not just in Australia and some of these foreign countries. It's right here in America. They're using satellites right now, like you said, Dr. Monteith, for unreported improvements, because they need to get every tax out of you that they can, or to see if you're violating water use permits, or if you dare cut down that tree without permission, and things of that nature. It's happening right now, folks. There's a lot of technology that they have that they got radar guns that can peer through concrete walls, and satellites with the same capability are on the way. I would say they're already here. They can aim an antenna at your computer monitor while you're in your house, and they can get from the radiation emitted off your monitor, they can see exactly what's going on in your computer. But they don't even need to do that right now. I mean, they could even just hack into your system, and they could with keystrokes, and they know exactly what you're doing, what you're typing, where you're going, the whole nine yards. But they've gotten pretty, talk about surveillance, they've gotten pretty sneaky about it. Most people have heard of the UAVs, the unmanned aerial vehicles, and they've used them in several different conflicts, and they're becoming standard on the battlefield. Well, they're coming out with new ones, the second generation by the Air Force, and that's called NAVs, and those are micro area vehicles. And what they are, I'm not kidding, folks, this sounds like science fiction, but it's real. They make these things, and they look like, and they're about the size of an insect, like the size of a bumblebee, and it flies around. You think it's an insect? No. It's a tiny little monitoring device that can photograph and record, and of course they say, well, you know, that's to help save lives so that, you know, you don't have to send a real person in and things of that nature. But you're assuming that it's never going to be used on the public. And that's pretty small, but that's not as small as they got out yet, at least what they're letting us know. And there's a stuff out now called Smart Dust. And Smart Dust is a tiny little mechanism with thanks to RFID technology, and that stands for Radio Frequency Identification. And basically, they're little monitoring computer chip devices, and they're you know, about the size of dust, and they can hide them inside walls, they can chuck them on the floor, they could throw them in the air. And what happens is they get on you. You could walk on them, they could get on your clothes or whatever, and what happens is instantly you get tagged with these things, and it triggers off video surveillance cameras, and they track you wherever you go. And, you know, some of the people with this technology coming out, well, wait a second, they just, that's just floating in the air. You know, what happens if you swallow it? And that's a very good question. What happens? You know, what's it going to do? And but folks, that, you know, again, was developed with the military. The FBI is currently using it. And please check it out. Just go do a search for Smart Dust. You're going to see that it's technology that's already out there. And again, I have a general rule, Dr. Monteith. If they tell us this kind of technology, and if it makes it out into the general media and the public knowledge, that my general rule is we're 20 years behind what is really available. So that sounds pretty wild, but can you imagine what's really out there to monitor people? And the thing is, again, it's under the guise of trying to keep us safe. And, you know, because, again, the whole premise with establishing this one world government is you got to get people into a state of fear, a state of crisis. We don't have problems anymore. It's crisis. Everything's going to explode. And the latest one, of course, now is this swine flu crisis, which would be a fun topic to tackle. In short, is a bunch of baloney. But anyway, somebody's going to make a lot of cash off it, but amongst other things. But anyway, they get us all into a scared situation, so we'll cry out for what they want us to cry out for. We need somebody to help us. We need somebody to save us. We need somebody to fix us. And notice these crises that keep coming down the pike, folks. They're not local crises. They're all global crises. You know, you have a global economy crisis. You got a global pandemic crisis. And so what do you cry out for? You call for a global authority to take control. And again, that's what they're doing, even with all these surveillance things, the global terrorist crisis. Well, we got to monitor everybody. We got to track everybody. We got to track everything and in order to ensure your safety. And again, that's how they get us to do it. Right now, folks, over 4 million cameras are in England, installed under this guise to keep people safe in the government and private sector. In fact, they call it a surveillance canopy. In fact, it's pretty much common knowledge to the average Briton over there. In fact, here's a person said this about how dense the surveillance technology is over there. They said, so dense is the network that in many urban areas, people may be monitored, listen to this, from the moment they step out their front door and be kept under observation on their way to work, in the office, even in a restaurant if they choose to dine out. Over the course of the day, they could be filmed by 300 cameras. And the latest figures show that in cities, people are captured on film at least once every 5 minutes. And folks, it isn't just England. It's all over the place, including the U.S. We'll get to that in just a little bit, hopefully. Japan's followed suit. They've got tons of their own surveillance camera. In fact, they've gone a step further. They've installed intercoms on theirs, on some of them, to warn people in advance of inappropriate behavior. And folks, this is common knowledge. You know, just do a search on Echelon, Echelon, or NSA with National Security, and which has 9 acres of computers that do nothing but monitor everything. Folks, right now, as Dr. Monteith already stated, they monitor everything under the guise of national security, under the guise of keeping you and I safe or from terrorist threats, etc., etc. They are monitoring right now, and folks, they've been doing it for years. Every phone call, every fax, every data transfer, every radio transmission, every email, everything, including your cell phone. We'll get to that in a second. And what they do is they look for supposed keywords to trigger the system, like terrorize or assassination or bomb is a popular one, obviously. And what they do is if you mention that or if you email that or say that, and one of those words, it triggers the system. and a hard copy as well as a recording of that conversation or email is sent to somebody's desk and it's analyzed. And you know, people don't believe it, but again, do a search on a gentleman named Mike Frost. There's tons of people who are whistleblowers out there, folks, who work for these entities. And listen to what he said. He said this in an interview. He said, communications knows no borders. Somebody's going to pick it up somewhere, and he says it's going to end up on somebody's desk, I guarantee it.
Didn't you, you mentioned in a previous program that some woman who worked for the NSA called you, and although she couldn't tell you very much, what did she tell you?
Well, she basically said in a nutshell, in fact, it was very interesting, is she left because she's a Christian. She just couldn't take it anymore, and realizing what the government was doing against its own people. And she not only worked there, but so did her brother and her father, I believe she said, retired from there. And so it's a family thing. And she basically said, you know, I can't tell you everything, obviously, but she said, you know, she had seen the final countdown material and the things that were exposed on there. And she just simply said, you know what, you're on the right track, but let me tell you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more.
You have no idea how bad things really are. I'll go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it. You know, people, I just think, you know, it's the same, study history. And there's a classic statement in history that if you don't learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And the Roman society, in order to keep the populace under control and keep them complacent and not balking at the system, they did two things. And they had a phrase called bread and circus. And bread and circus is basically give the people food and give them entertainment, and they don't give a rip what you do to them and or who rules them before it's too late. And it's the same thing, folks, that's going on in our own country. Most people, they don't care, even when you try to expose this stuff. And for Dr. Monteith, how many years have you been working hard in trying to equip the American people and many others around the world with the truth of what's going on and the dragnet that's being pulled around us ever so tightly every day? It's increasing. And yet people don't want to deal with reality. They don't want to think that mankind could be that evil. But remember, folks, the Bible prophesied that this is not just a one-world government. It's not just a global authority. It is a global authority from the Antichrist. It is satanically inspired. That's why you need to understand, yes, it is going to be this evil. Yes, it's going to be this dark. And yet we are in that bread and circus society. They've learned their history lessons very well. Because most people you ask today, I don't care if they're Christian or non-Christian, they're bread and circus people. They don't care. They don't care who rules them. You just give me my food, you give me my six-pack of beer and some sports, and you tell me the economy is going to be okay, and somehow my retirement plan is going to survive all this mess. I don't care what you do. And folks, that's exactly what they want. They don't want us to rise up. I you know, the scripture talks about the end days, that there's going to be a great apostasy, and I really think that we're in that. And who knows, maybe God will be gracious and give us one last revival. That's what I'm praying for, a true spiritual revival, not some of the fake baloney junk that's going on today. It's all entertainment and, frankly, a lot of witchcraft stuff going on. And you know, maybe God will give us a break. But, you know, I really think that these people, their greatest fear is that the people would wake up. And, boy, have they covered all bases. They've really done their homework so well. And but you're right, Dr. Monteith. It's so worse than people could ever dream. And we haven't seen anything yet. And the gentleman, you know, Mike Frost, he goes on to say, he says, you know, he says, once you get on their list, he says, you can go from a possible terrorist to a probable terrorist just by mentioning some of these key words, and you didn't mean nothing by them. You know, one lady, he gave an example. She said that she was having a conversation with her friend on the phone and talked about her son who was in a play, and that she merely simply said, boy, he really bombed last night, meaning he didn't do a very good job. Well, he said that conversation was actually ended up on somebody's desk because she said the word bomb. And he says, you know, if that happens again, somewhere, some down the road, you get a second or third hit, it could be 2 years from now. He said, all of a sudden, things could happen in your life, and you would never know why. He said, for instance, maybe your MasterCard wouldn't work anymore. All of a sudden, your phone goes down. All of a sudden, things are falling apart in your life, and you have no reason why, and nobody's going to tell you. And he said he has a warning for anyone. He says, no, 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 it can't happen to me. He says, quote, if you don't want anybody to know what you're saying, don't say it. Because if you say it, somebody's going to be listening.
And, you know, one of the most amazing things is they make all this fuss. Oh, my goodness, you know, the George Bush authorized illegal wiretaps. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been listening to your telephone conversations for 30 to 40 years. They monitor them all throughout the world. Go on the Internet. Prove us wrong. Project Echelon. But, of course, you're not going to hear about that on ABC, CBS, or NBC. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $891.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $917.69, $458.85 for a half ounce, and $229.42 for the quarter ounce. That's $917.69, $458.85, and $229.42.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Cronin is simply talking about Facebook. Now, what could possibly be wrong with Facebook? After it's a lot of fun, you contact with people, meet people you don't know, but what they do not tell you is that there are strong ties between Facebook and the Central Intelligence Agency. Why would they be wanting to get information on you? Why, very simply, they're collecting dossiers on everybody in this country, and they've been doing it for a long period of time, and all of the intelligence agencies either lock in if you doubt that. There's a wonderful book written by Lieutenant General William Odom, who headed the NSA, the secret, most secret intelligence agency, NSA, some people say no such agency, but in his book, Fixing Intelligence, published in 2003, he can't tell you anything because he signed all these secrecy agreements, but he can ask you questions like, should the defense agencies be keeping dossiers on American citizens? Why would the Department of Defense be keeping dossiers on you? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards a surveillance society, and with it, General Odom was very concerned, but he can't tell you. But he can ask the question, and if you've got two brain cells, you can pretty well derive exactly what he's talking about. He also asked, should the CIA be assassinating people? Assassinating people? Yes, of course. Of course they're assassinating people. We got a great new 4-tape set called Deadly Assassins, where you'll hear the interviews with a couple of CIA assassins, but, of course, we can't let the American people know about it. Pick it up there, Pastor Krohn.
Well, that's just it. You know, you start telling this information, and people say, oh, they just can't be, and or you're going to have the bread and circus crowd, like, I don't care, as long as they don't touch me and tell me the economy's going to be okay, I'll sit back and see what else is on cable. And we've been conditioned into that kind of society. But again, they have thought of everything, folks. And for those of us who may not very well go along with this stuff, or throw up some objections, or say that's not right, or it's unconstitutional, et cetera, or inhumane. And but they thought of it, you know, because you might be tempted to say, well, hey, I tell you what, I'm checking out the system, man. I'm just going to go stockpile some food, and I'm out of here. Well, they've already thought of that too, you know, because they're grabbing control of the food supply. We talked about this last time. Again, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. And the latest crisis, there's another one going on. Salmonella outbreaks, you know, peppers, tomatoes, peanut butter, the whole nine yards, you know. And so out of that, they've come up with the what's called the Food Safety Modernization Act. And it's going to create the Food Safety Administration. And if you don't do things and grow things and the way that they say under their guidelines, you're going to lose your property. You get $1 million fine, et cetera, et cetera. But see, that's not good enough. They want to track it. And they also have the Food Safety and Tracking Improvement Act that's going on, and basically they're gonna check everything, track where it's grown, prepared, handled, manufactured, processed, distributed, shipped, warehoused, imported, under the guise of, hey, we gotta ensure the food safety for the public. And you think, well, forget that, I'm still just gonna do it. Well, no, they're already starting to show trends, folks, where they're going to raid you, and you know, if you don't go along with the system, and they're gonna take your food. And you think that's crazy, folks? It's happening already in America. It just happened a few months back with the Stowers family in LaGrange, Ohio. Check it out. They had a SWAT team show up to their house with semi-automatic rifles, and they herded the whole family into the couches there in the living room, and they trained the guns on them, and including their children and infants and toddlers. And why? Well, because they were running a food cooperative called the Manna Storehouse, and there were departments of the agriculture agents were there. They rifled through the family possessions. They had a flimsy search warrant. In fact, many items that were not listed on the flimsy search warrant were still taken. They were not permitted a phone call. They were not told what crime they were being charged with. They were not read their rights. Over $10,000 worth of food was taken, including the family's personal stock of food for the coming year. All their computers, their cell phones were taken, as well as their phone and contact records. In short, folks, their food cooperative was shut down, and they were not given a rational explanation or justification. So they thought about that. If you want to become self-sufficient, they're grabbing that. But then you might say, well, forget it, man. I'm getting out of here. I'm just going to hop on a plane. Well, you're assuming, first of all, that you could even get on a plane. You know, with the Real ID Act that's coming to a country near you, which is a national ID card, very shortly, folks, if you don't have that thing, the way the system is set up, you're not going to be able to board a plane. You're not going to be able to open a bank account. You're not going to be able to get into a government building, et cetera, et cetera. And I would obviously believe that's just the game. But even now, before that's coming in down the pike here in the next year or two, you might say, well, I'm just getting on a plane. Well, folks, you need to understand they're already screening people, remember, under the guise of terrorists. They're not just screening luggage. They're screening you. Pay attention to what they're doing in the airport, folks. The TSA has launched a whole department of people who are looking for strange behavior. If you perspire, if you make a strange movement, whatever. And I joke all the time. I travel quite a bit. It's just, man, I'm just going to keep smiling wherever I go. And but folks, this is deadly serious. They are screening you just if you look like a suspect. That's where we're headed right now.
No, Adam, because they know where you've gone. They know who you're talking to. They know what you're saying. And people say, well, how could they possibly do that? The computers are amazing things. Every one of your telephone calls is permanently kept on file by Echelon for future use. And believe me, it's not to protect you. It is to control you. We'll be back in just a moment here, and right here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this afternoon, Pastor Billy Crone with Niagara Frontier Bible Church. And before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they could get to your website, how they could find out about your ministry.
Sure. You can check us at our main website at www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's NiagaraFrontierBible.com. NiagaraFrontierBible.com. Or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, B-I-L-L-Y, C-R-O-N-E, Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And that's a lot easier to do than remember NiagaraFrontierBible.com. Anyway, go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, and again, for people, again, please do the search yourself and check it out. This is really happening, folks. This is how far the technology has gone. In fact, 60 Minutes put these people to the test because what they're doing is they're using a MRI scanning techniques to monitor people's brain activity patterns. And so they actually, their guinea pig, their associate producer, Megan Frank was her name, her brain was never scanned before, and they said, all right, let's put it to the test. And so they put her in the scanner, and they showed her a series of 10 items and asked her to think of each one for a few seconds and move on to the next one. Now, the computer was completely unaware of what in the world she had been shown, let alone what she was thinking. So they went ahead and scanned her brain, and this computer told in its own voice, it was really creepy, we actually showed the actual video on our Book of Revelation study, and it told it in its own voice all 10 items that she was thinking all exactly perfectly in a row. And then the report goes on, it gets even worse than that. There's neuroscientists working right now in Berlin, of all places, and they're using the scanner technology to identify, not just to identify objects that people are thinking about, but to read their intentions. And what they've done is they found the part of the brain that controls intentions and what people have decided to do. And listen to what this one guy said. He said about this ability to read our thoughts and intentions. You know, they're all excited about it because it's totally revolutionary. He said, quote, throughout history, we could never actually coerce somebody to reveal information. Torture doesn't work that well, and persuasion doesn't work that well either. And so they're excited to have this new tool on hand. And but so the lady asked the question, the great question, okay, so if someone can read our intentions, we have to talk about who might be able to do that in the future. And the one guy replied, absolutely. And he gives an example. He likes this stuff. He says, whether we're going to let the state do it or whether we're going to let me do it. He said, I got two teenage daughters. He said, I come home one day, for instance, and my car is dented, and both of them say they didn't do it. He said, am I going to be allowed to drag them off to the local brain imaging lie detection company and put them in a scanner? He says, we don't know. And there's already companies that are starting to use this technology. One's got a catchy name called No Lie MRI. And in fact, they're also working on things that they're also not just reading the thoughts and the intents from your brain, but from your brain, exactly where you've been. And they're looking at it as a potential tool for the police in case somebody robs your house, and or listen to this, maybe to tell if someone's been in an Al-Qaeda training camp before, or who else knows what else. In fact, it's already being used on people to prosecute. In India last summer, a woman was convicted of murder, folks, after a brain scan allegedly revealed that she was familiar with the circumstances surrounding the poisoning of her ex-fiancé. And in fact, now here's what's interesting. This is where it ties in with the whole airport transportation scenario. This is really creepy when I came across it. I mean, this technology is just wild anyway. But the fact that they gave an example of how it could be used on the public, it went right back to the airport. Listen to this. It said that they're working on technology right now so that they could use this technology on us covertly or even remotely without our knowledge of it. And what they're doing is they're working on trying to get this technology to develop a beam of light that could be projected on your forehead. And it would go a couple of meters into your frontal cortex where it would get a reading. And the point is, you wouldn't even know if your brain is being scanned. And listen to what the guy said. He says, if you were sitting, listen to the example he gives with this technology. He said, if you were sitting there in the airport and being questioned, he said they could beam that on your forehead without your knowledge. And listen to this. The reporter said, well, you know, this is just very interesting. When you show someone a brain scan, people just believe it. You know, it's kind of like the DNA thing. It just reeks of credibility. Listen to what the scientist said. He said, absolutely. He said, and then he kind of smirks. He goes, but I could have told you anything. And then the lady asked the guy, says, do you think that one day there's going to be a machine that's going to read very complex thoughts like, I hate so-and-so? And the guy responds enthusiastically. He says, definitely, definitely. He says, and not in 20 years. I think in about 3 to 5. Now, here's what's interesting. First of all, can you imagine having this machine in the wrong hands, in any hands? I mean, you talk about the ultimate excuse to just start knocking people off, or ultimate excuse of getting rid of people, or people who would be whistleblowers or dissenters. You know, they may have absolutely no nefarious plans or whatever, but they go through a brain scan, and all of a sudden, you know, alarm goes off. The computer says, oh, that suspicious terrorist read their brain scan. Hey, folks, this is not science fiction of the future. It's happening right now. Now, here's what's really weird. This has just come out now, but I'll tell you what, folks. We know they've had this plan for quite some time, and the reason why, and we share this video clip on the Final Countdown study. Watch it with your own eyes. And it's an interview when nobody was watching this, by the way, because it was the height of Katrina, Hurricane Katrina. And it's when then-Senator Joseph Biden, okay, said to Judge John Roberts, who is now the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, but this was during his hearing. Listen to what Joseph Biden said to him, folks, several years ago. He said, and we're going to be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. He said, number one, can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? He said, there's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Second, listen to this. He said, can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined towards criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. They were talking about that, folks, back with Katrina. And yet they're just now letting us know that this exciting technology is available to be used on you and I. So you might have plans to, I'm hightailing out there, but we're assuming that you're even going to get that far. But then, again, folks, they thought of everything. You might say, hey, I tell you what, I'm just going to hop in my car and I'm getting out of here. Well, they thought of that, too, because they're going to control your transportation, not just in the air, but in the land. And what they're doing is, again, they're working at the extremes of getting you and I used to having something, some technology or some entity, have control over our vehicles. Right now, folks, they're getting people conditioned with these new ignitions that are controlled. They're putting them out to foil drunk drivers. You know, you start at the extreme. You know, those people that deserve to have their vehicles controlled by an outside entity. Then, of course, you're assuming it stays there, and it doesn't. Right now, folks, do the research yourself. Motorists convicted of drunk driving are going to have to install breath monitoring gadgets in their cars under new laws that have already taken effect in six states. Alaska, Colorado, Illinois, Nebraska, and Washington began January 1st, and they're requiring the devices for motorists convicted of first-time drunk driving, and South Carolina is requiring them for repeat offenders. But again, now you start working your way in towards your ultimate goal. But not just drunk drivers. How about those crazy people who use their cell phones like they're not supposed to while they're driving, you know, to save lives? They come out with what's called Key to Safe Driving. And what it is uses Bluetooth technology and connects wireless to your keys to your cell phone. And the way that it works is that it wraps around your key, and then if you want to start your car, you have to push a button to release the key, and it sends a signal electronically to your cell phone, placing your cell phone in driving mode, and it puts a stop sign on your phone's display screen. And then if somebody tries to call you or text message you while you're driving, they get an automatic message that says, I'm driving now. I will talk to you later when I get to my destination safely. But then, just in case that doesn't work for people who get drunk or use their cell phones, they're wanting to put them on your license tag. And that's going to be on every car. And they're the trend is now to put RFID tags, these monitoring tags, on your license plate, folks. And, of course, it's supposed to help, you know, gather traffic data to help with, you know, horrible traffic jams. But it's also, in their own words, folks, to utilize in traffic enforcement and surveillance. And what they do is they install these RFID readers alongside the roads. And they already use them, folks, if you pay for toll passes, you know, the Easy Pass, Fast Track, and all that stuff. Those are RFID readers, and so they install these all over the road. And if you've got that RFID license plate, that in essence, listen to this, this is a direct quote, it allows every passing vehicle to be photographed, identified, and tracked. Complete travel histories for all motorists could be stored in a database, so that allows police and other officials to keep track of any individuals of interest. And then if that's still not good enough, they're now coming out, the latest trend is to control your car, not just track it, but control your car via satellite. Right now they're working on satellites, folks, that drivers could have their speed controlled by satellite to keep them from breaking the speed limit. Cars fitted with the system are going to have their speed automatically monitored by satellites, okay, and also be programmed with the speed limits for different roads, you know, depending on where you go. And if a motorist tried to accelerate beyond the speed limit, listen to this, the system would stop the car from going any faster and or issue a warning instructing them to slow down, all by the satellite. But then, they're also using this on convenience. You know, a lot of people are on the GM OnStar program, and, you know, to, you know, help us in case of a crash, and it's very convenient, and granted, that would be. The problem is, now it's being hooked up with the authorities to give somebody control over your vehicle. GM is equipping 1.7 million of its 2009 models with this system. It's the rage. But now the OnStar operators are giving control over to the police of your vehicle if they request it. Okay? And with the new technology, if the police request it, folks, right now an OnStar, operator will inform the occupants of the vehicle and then cut power. And the engine's going to be slowed to idle speed, and they're going to force you to the side of the road at the request of an officer. So you could try to flee in your car, but unfortunately, they've already thought of that as well. And as you talked a couple times already earlier, Dr. Monteith, you might just, you know, be tempted to say, well, hey, I'm just, forget the vehicles, I'm just going to walk my way out of here. Well, now if you use a cell phone, because your cell phone is, and boy, is this coming out big time. And I got a little theory. I think the reason why they're purposely starting to let this out is because it's going to create a national crisis with the cell phone. And guess what we're going to start crying out for? we need some sort of national monitoring, system. I mean, they're already doing it. But we need some official national monitoring system to ensure that nobody can hack into my cell phone. But anyway, that's just a little Chrome theory. But anyway, right now, folks, they can track you with your cell phone. In fact, recently a lady went to the police who thought she was crazy and thought, man, her ex-boyfriend, who's out of state, was tracking her. He knew all kinds of private information and everything, and it was just like, how does this guy get this information? She was convinced it was her cell phone, and so the reporters began to do some investigation. They found out, absolutely, you can download spyware into somebody's phone, and you can monitor not just their conversations and what they're saying, but whatever the other person they're talking to is saying. In fact, you can have your cell phone just sitting there, folks. You're not talking to anybody. It's just sitting you, or it's on you. And they could trigger it, and it becomes a listening device. They could listen to you. And folks, that doesn't mean that you're a few blocks away, or even the same state. You could be out of state. It's a complete monitoring device. In fact, it's also being utilized to your proximity as well, not just your conversation. It tracks you. In fact, folks, it's a new service that Google has provided. It's called Latitude. Check it out yourself. And it provides the exact geographical location in real time using your cell phone. Now, one person made this insightful comment. They said, now, wait a second. It says, how in the world can Google engineers have access to the physical location of virtually every mobile phone user in the country? You can't simply announce that you're creating an online mapping program and get access to cell phone tower triangulation. So how do they get that? They've obviously got some interchange between the telecommunication companies, which is normally reserved for the FBI and the CIA. And then Google's already shown that the U.S. government was subpoenaed to turn over details of 100 million searches, if you guys recall that. We're assuming that they're not going to give them the tracking records of cell phone people with this new service as well. And this is what it says. The guy says, Google, he says, where were you on December 31st? Google probably has a record of that somewhere. Every store you shopped at, every house you visited, every route you drove to work for the past year has potentially been logged and archived. This is all data that can one day be used against you in a court of law. The data could even reveal you were speeding down the interstate and ignoring speed limit laws.
You know, I think what most people don't understand is that every time you buy something with a credit card, there's a permanent record made of that so that they can track you at any time. You go into the grocery store and you have a grocery store card, they track that. And certainly every telephone call you make, I mean, there is a permanent record of that. AT&T has it. Government gets that from them. They know everything you buy, everything you say, everywhere you go. And people say, well, that would never affect me. I'm a good person. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards a totalitarian state. It's the good people that they want to control. I mean, the criminals are usually going right along with them, but it's the good people that have to be controlled. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, that's just it. You know, one guy says, notice to you husbands there, your days of going bowling with the guys are history. If your wife finds out about Latitude from Google and signs you up, you're on an electronic leash. Forget about calling home every hour. Your wife knows where you are anyway. And the same goes for wives who want to hang out with their girls to get away from that paranoid husband. Quote, the era of domestic stalking has been unleashed and the implications are spooky. Now, you might think there's no way that they are going to do what you just said, Dr. Monteith, create some sort of a database. We can get into that, Lord willing, with the one world economy. It's already happening. It's been happening for quite some time. In fact, the British government just came out, folks, and they spent £12 billion for a third-party super database containing the identities and location of every single person in Britain, which includes, it would track every citizen in Britain's, their internet usage, every cell phone call, every text message, as well as other transactions, just exactly like you're talking about, Dr. Monteith. And, of course, the guys is to help fight terrorism and, other crime and things of that nature. And then I just had somebody email this to me from the Canada Free Press. Listen to this, folks. You talk about creepy. Check this out for yourself. You've heard about the census that's coming down the pike in 2010. Well, they've already started some other stuff. Right now, folks, they're unleashing a team of people to GPS mark every front door in America. Listen to this. The same week that Americans learned that they were domestic terrorists by the Department of Homeland Security. How? If you own a Bible, a pocket constitution, or guns, you still believe in life, liberty, and freedom, Okay, that check that out, folks. That came out with the Department of Homeland Security. That's the new definition of a terrorist. That's you and I. They also learned that same week that the Census Bureau had hired thousands of new temporary employees, equipped each with a handheld GPS computer, and has sent them out to mark GPS coordinates for every residential front door in America, even though the census isn't supposed to be started until 2010. You're going, why in the world do they want a GPS exact coordinates for every home in America? I don't know. Things got kind of pretty creepy. It'd be really convenient to pinpoint satellite these people you need to go invade their home. I don't know about you, but folks, that's the world we're heading towards. I'm not making this up. Check it out for yourself.
And I think people have to understand there really are people who have a different worldview, in my estimation, because they worship a different God. And these are the people in key positions in government. They could even get to be the president, for instance, President Bush, as he was leaving office, said, well, you know, of course, there are lots of ways to God. We all worship the same God, Muslims, Hindus, you know, Christians, all worship the same God. And the Bible's got a lot of good stories in it, but it's not the Word of God. Here's a man who sold himself for 8 years to the evangelical Christians, and there were a few of us who spoke out because we met him and knew he was a phony, but unfortunately, almost all of our Christian leaders accepted what he had to say. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Dr. Stan and Pastor Cromer. We're just about out of time, but why don't you finish the thought? Because, of course, all the things that you talk about, all the terrible things going on, and yet we have to understand that there really is a God. He does have a plan. He foretells so many of the things that are going on today, and the average person has no knowledge of it because our ministers are not warning the people about what's coming down. A parting thought before I let you go.
Well, that's just it. You know, Psalm chapter 2 says, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth, even the Antichrist system, take their stand against the rulers. The rulers gather against the Lord and his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs, and the Lord scoffs at him. And then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Hey, folks, this is really coming, but you know what? There is a way out of this mess. You know, we might be locked up into a place, but it sure beats being locked up in a place of torment forever, for all eternity. God has made a way through his Son, Jesus Christ. He's taken the death penalty in our place, and has given us the free gift of eternal life if we would but receive it. That's our heart cry, Dr. Monteith, is sharing this information, because there's so much more. This is evil, but the evil that is to come for eternity, we have the ability to escape. And I don't know how people are going to make it through these days ahead apart from knowing that they can be a child of God, and God is the one who's in control. The Antichrist is not a loose cannon on deck. God is the one who is in full control, and that you can rest in that even in these days.
Amen to that. God bless you. Thanks very much, Billy. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our interview with Pastor Crone, and the material is great. If you haven't seen his final countdown, we have this, and actually we have it in DVD form. We have the first, in part one and part two, and the 10 DVDs between the two of them. And then, of course, we already have, we put together CDs of our first five interviews with Pastor Crone. That's a countdown to Armageddon, and we'll be putting the second one together. And this is information you need to get. He has separate DVD set on RFID technology. He has a 10 set on creation. He has a 10 DVD set on Please Don't Go to Hell. Great information. We enjoy watching him usually when I get done in the evening, 10 o'clock, where we'll go down and watch him for half an hour, 45 minutes of Pastor Billy. And great source of information, but the DVDs give you so many clips there that make all of these things real. There is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. It's a conspiracy against God. There really are organized evil organizations out there working through the secret societies and modern-day manifestations of the ancient mystery religions. The goal that's been passed down for 5,000 years is to bring about the world government that is being brought about today. And the reason they collapsed our economy, and the economy of the entire world, is so they can force the entire world into this new world order. If you doubt that, you need simply to read Henry Kissinger's article, International Herald Tribune, the 12th of January of this year. Read what he says. I mean, you have two choices as nations. Either you join the new economic order or face chaos. And most of the countries have already been infiltrated. We have our troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world. Why do we have our troops stationed there? Very simply, America is being used to bring this about, but they can't let you know that. They're using the financial and military power of the United States and your tax money to bring about this one world demonic satanic conspiracy. And of course, if you doubt this, we even have a book written by a Satanist maybe 20 years ago called The Secret Destiny of America. You can get that from Radio Liberty. Remember, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You get the book or get the DVD, or of course you can get the book, the DVD, and the audio tape. It's all the same story. It explains to you about this conspiracy against God. And then, of course, we hope you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. We've got books on the spy chips and the RFID.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few.